now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh, yeah! And as you well know, I was trendy before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
And we are on v2football.com, at v2football on Twitter, the home of the 72 show, the V2 Football Podcast, the V2 Academy Podcast, and the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And a bit of lowdown on each. The 72 show is our monthly Football League show with some great guests from the Football League world. The V2 Football Podcast brings you a humorous look at all the latest news from world football. Always good banter and some top interviews to go along with it. The V2 Academy is our summer show about coaching, player development and the academy football system around the world. The Broken But Glorious Podcast is our fortnightly wrestling podcast reviewing pay-per-views, discussing British wrestling and WWE news, and it also brings you some exciting interviews with guys from both the British and the US indie scene. Of course, guys, we are sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com, whose handcrafted designs try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. They only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, canvas, whatever you may purchase, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. So it's ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram, and enter the promo code ACTIONAL for 10% off at the checkout. Welcome everybody to the ArtOfFootball Premier League Podcast, back after a month. About a month off.
We're not dead.
We're not dead. We're still here. We're still going. But, I've been busy. Fuck me. Got life to lead, this, son. Got life to lead.
Well, you've been...
Got life to lead.
Banged up, son, haven't you?
I've been banged
reason
up.
The reason we haven't been doing it, Ash has been in a lot of pain.
Got a gammy leg. Got gout. Gout in the legs,
son. Got a dodgy hip and a dodgy knee.
Going to get old.
In a lot of pain.
Getting old. 35
yeah,
now.
So I said to him, first time I seen him, after he told me that it's because he, all times he fell down pissed.
Listen. It is.
That's a lot of times.
It was a lot of times. Hollow legs. Hollow legs.
Hollow legs.
Anyway, oh yeah, we've been doing it for
Nothing
weeks,
much. Nothing much. No. Last week we had Easter holiday. Not Easter holiday, half term.
Half term.
February, half term holiday.
Didn't we ever have one when we were kids in February?
No, well, it's different. Yeah. Because we had. Did your Manson have half term last week?
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm saying when we were kids. Did
no,
we have
no,
a half term
no,
February?
Think we did. I don't we think didn't, we did. But saying that, there's like a week before, other schools in the area had
half-term. Yeah, had that off.
And then England had it the week before.
Yeah, it's all over.
So I don't know. So I've been away caravan.
Caravan is...
Caravan on O'Neill's.
It's a caravan, nobody. It's fighting for your socks.
Down in Carmarthen Bay, which is...
beautiful.
Oof. Pardon me, the Park Dean Resort.
Park Dean Resort. Plug in. Get your plug in early, son.
Which is just by Kidwelly.
Just by Kidwelly, there we are, right. Off junction. Did you want to tell anyone else about it?
God knows what junction is. Yeah? I don't go to the M4 way.
No.
Kidwelly, I go the back way. It's a nicer route.
I've heard you like
the old
way,
school,
so.
The A roads.
You like the back way, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got my brown wings years ago, son. But, yeah, I spent a lovely week with my daughter down Kidwelly.
Kidwelly.
Middle of nowhere.
Nice to get away, innit?
Yeah, it is.
And the sticks, son. And the sticks.
It is nice. Went swimming every day.
Nice. Can't fault it,
Japanese
son.
Whalers were shouting in the pool.
They were coming for you, were they,
coming
son?
For me.
Harpoons at the ready.
Bloke called Ishmael. He was there, son.
I can't think now. What have I done other than wrestling up with my gammy leg?
Yeah. Well, we haven't really seen much of each other, have we?
No.
Maybe about once.
No, like you said, the first time you've seen the car, yeah. The new car.
Yeah, he's got a new car, ladies and gentlemen.
New car, first time you've seen
and
that.
And people say podcasting don't pay.
It does.
Oh,
it doesn't, son.
Jesus.
Don't pay enough for fucking kazoos,
no.
Does it?
No, I know.
No one's donated.
£28, that's all we asked. £28. Not a single fucking penny.
Not a penny, son. Not a penny. So, I refuse to acknowledge the kazoo after this conversation here, Al.
Why not?
because, you know, people don't, obviously don't want it. They don't care, do they? We're thinking of something else then.
Well, I've got some tricks up my sleeves.
Oh, have you know, son? Have you know? I've done nothing, son. Oh, I had to go to church, the little ones in the choir, and she, school choir, and he was singing in church at the...
Was it like Sister Act 2, Back it in was, Habit?
with the one with the oranges and the arrows.
Yeah,
oranges,
yeah.
And a red...
I said to you, you showed me, and I said to you, you used to do it in my school for harvest.
Yeah, orange with a candle stuck in the top.
Yeah.
The missus called it Kris Kringle. See, it's not Kris Kringle, that's Santa Claus, he said. Yeah. Kris Kringle. Something like that. Always very close to that. But you got to sit there then. You got to listen to the whole sermon and speech then before they have the, you know, the sing song, which is the only bit I want to see, you know. But it just makes you think, you know what I mean? They were saying, oh, you know, this part of the orange represents the blood of Christ. This part represents, him dying and then rising 3 days later. It was that point that I really wanted to cut my hand to my mouth and call bullshit right there. Yeah. Bullshit!
Where's the Harry Bulls in the Bible?
That was about it, son. What else?
Yeah, you do actually bullshit. I don't know what I've been doing.
Bullshit! Just call it out.
You know what? I've been doing something similar. Yeah. Put my hand in my mouth and just shouting randomly when I'm watching TV. Doing something like, wanker!
You've got to give him a boost, son. Got to tell these fuckers, haven't you?
Gymnastics the other day with my daughter. Somebody fell over. I went, hey, wanker!
What was it, a couple of years ago? I think I told you this. We bought the little one board games in there. 3 or 4 board games.
Yeah.
For Christmas. So she liked, and I'm fortunate I get a week or two off over Christmas for work. So we were playing them in it for a few days. And she said, oh, well, she obviously liked board games, isn't it? We'll get another one. I can't remember what it might have been, like frustration or something like that. I said, oh, I used to play it like that as a kid. She might like that, didn't I? So I thought, right, I drove over to Argos. Went to reserve it. Yeah. Had a little machine in it. Out of stock. Oh, you got it. So I bought something else, didn't it? So as I was sat there waiting with my ticket in the hand, you know what I mean? Estimated waiting time 4 minutes. Another couple in front of me get served with frustration. And I couldn't, I don't know, I might have had a drink the night before.
I remember the story.
It just come out, can't. Just come out of my mouth. You know, you're meant to think it, but you actually said it.
Can't.
But no, other than that, I had a curry out. You know, I'm not for spicy food, son. But I'll go as far as spicy chips from the old Indian.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to like them from the other place I used to live by. Nice, you know, tandoori chicken and stuff mixed in with the chips, like, you know, nice. So she wanted in, you know, so I thought, alright, I'll have the spicy chips, yeah. Fuck me, son, one chip I had, and I was fucking, my mouth was blown off, son. That was, my Dr. Pepper was gone after one chip, son.
Oh,
you know what I mean, son?
You wasted your Dr. P, son.
What the fuck am I going to do after that, you know what I mean, son?
No.
Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I did, because I'm on the healthy eating thing, I'm following Tom Kerridge's
show off
recipe stuff.
Nice.
And in one of his boxes, I think is his new one. Yeah, it's a new one. Eat well for less.
Fuck me, another plug, Sam?
Yeah, I know.
You want to take it? You can take it back end, is it?
So let's make your own kebab meat.
Nice.
I saw him doing it on TV. I thought, on his TV shows, Wednesday, 8 o'clock, BBC 2.
Fuck me. He was agent.
And I thought, right, okay, he does with lamb. I can't eat lamb. So what I did, turkey and chicken.
Nice.
Blended it all up.
Nice.
But the only thing is, I put in a little bit too much chilli flakes.
Oh, no.
Now, put it in the oven, because you've got to roll it down flat. Yeah. Stay really thin.
Yeah.
Put it in the oven, cook it that way. Oh, my fucking God. I'm like, I'm in the kitchen, I'm like, oh, it's a kebab. It's proper, smells like a kebab.
Was it?
So I, like, got my pizza cutter, so stripped it like that. Tasted it, I'm like, fucking hell, that's a proper kebab. That's unbelievable. Yes. Healthy kebab. And then it hits me like a rock. Boom. Too much chili. I'm the same as you. I don't like.
No.
But with curries, I'll have a coma. That's it for me.
I'm with you, sir. Coma. I'm with you. Absolutely.
But oh my God, I'm like, oh, next time I make that, less chilies.
Less chilies, man.
I was like a dog you see a dog and he's been running and running and he's out of breath and his tongue is I was like that. My tongue was like sticking out.
Right, we better talk about some football, I suppose, Al. We've missed a lot, but we'll only talk about this, this week. Go on, so.
Can I just tell you the story?
Go on, Al, tell me.
Tell your story about karma. I've been waiting to tell the story for a month.
We just talked about carries now, so.
I was driving down Mumbles Road.
Mumbles Road, yeah. Right,
on my way to the gym, and Monday morning it was. So I'm driving down, see this boy on a bike. Not boy. Man, 20s, 30s, he's doing something, and I'm watching him by the traffic lights. He's riding on the pavement, all of a sudden, he just falls off his fucking bike. He just falls off it. He just fucking goes arse over tip. I'm there, I'm weak. I'm like, what a wanker, what a wanker. Anyhow, 10 minutes later, I get into the gym, I'm doing my lunges, squat lunges, with the weight, I'm walking forward.
Sexy.
Walking forward, three lunges at a time, squats. Get to the third one, and I realise I've got too much weight on here. This is not what I usually do.
Fuck.
And all of a sudden, my legs give way, and I go flying backwards. The weight's pulling me backwards. I go flying about 5 feet in the air, land on my back. My words, I'm not lying, my words have got like, oops. Get up, dust myself off. I thought, that's fucking karma for laughing at the boy on the bike.
It is, sir.
Tell you what, if I had CCTV footage of me doing that, son, I would have been a millionaire. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is karma.
It is karma.
Don't laugh at someone falling off a bike, because 5 minutes later, you'll be on your ass yourself.
Right, son. Do you know what's worse, son? When he fall over, I think work. I couldn't reach something, so we had like a milk crate.
Yeah,
not a little plaster as you use on a building thing. I was all right, I'll just stand on that. And it turned upside down. Stand on that just to reach the thing, you know. And it went, didn't it? I think I said before, and it landed square on my back. I remembered my old WWF training, son. Tucked the chin. Took a bit of wind out of me, son. And then the bloke I was working with then, and they're, you're right. At this point, you know what I mean? You want to say, fucking leave me alone for 2 minutes, will you? But you can't get your breath out at all, right? That's one thing, you know what I mean? And it was that time, cramp in the middle of the night, son. Everyone knows it. Worst thing in the world.
Waking up with cramp.
Worst thing in the world.
Oh.
But obviously, it was a couple of years ago, I'd read the thing. The best thing to do is to stand on your tiptoes, and it will pass very quickly.
I stretch.
Yeah.
Legs out, bent toes, reach.
Yeah.
Boom, same thing.
Yeah.
As long as you get your leg, your toes bent inwards.
Yeah, that's it, But it was one time, you know what I mean, I wake up in the middle of the night, you're not in a good mood, especially when this is happening, isn't it? Obviously, you're fucking screaming like a little bitch. Wakes the missus up, isn't it? And then she's giving me all the advice saying, you gotta get up, Now, I'm in so much pain, I couldn't move my leg. I was in so much pain, I couldn't say to her, I can't fucking stand up. She's like, get up. Fucking stand up, stretch it.
Can't, you got cramp, you can't fucking move.
I swear, I had to stop myself short of punching her face and shut her up. You know what I mean? I can't move, love. I can't tell you, I can't move. You know what I mean? It's one of them, like, you know what I mean? You're dead, but you're not dead. You're laying there, and you can know exactly what's going on, but you can't tell anyone you're not dead. Like, anyway, Al, let's get on with
the terrible fucking cramp in the night.
Oh, fucking hate it, son.
I got a bad case of rigor mortis in my cock.
Every night.
They've been gone for a week, for a month. They come back healthier.
It's a sign of like lack of salt or something, isn't it, in your diet?
What?
Getting cramped quite a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, anyone out there? So, you know, going down a fucking neck a bottle of salt.
Yeah, Saxo.
Right, let's kick on with the football, Al. Premier League this weekend, son. We had an early kick-off on a Saturday, Leicester against Stoke, 1-1.
Oh, Jackie.
Jackie Butler, own goal.
Oh, what did he do, son?
And Shaqiri.
Oh, baby, when I score for Stoke, the crowds go wild.
Fucking scored it for fun this season, isn't
he? Shaqiri.
Fair dues, he's having a cracking season. Decent enough point for Leicester. Stoke, I mean, you say it's decent for them on Leicester's form, but they really need to win the games now, don't they, Stoke? Although it's close down the bottom, don't get me wrong, any point is welcome, but they've got to start getting the wins on the board. But yeah, Shaqiri, first half for Stoke. Leicester with the equaliser, Jack Buckland, own goal. Who's staking a claim now to being England number one, I think, since he's come back from his injuries.
Jack Buckland? Yeah. Well, fucking playing like that, you want?
No, I know, but, you know, other performances, I'd say.
No fucking Joe Hart. Can't even get a game.
Joe Hart, no, he's not. He shouldn't be in the squad, should he? For the
no, he shouldn't be in the squad for the World Cup.
But it's hard to pick then between the other goalkeepers.
It is World Cup,
you know what I mean? Yeah, it's World Cup.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Jack Butland, who I think is performing well since he come back from injury. In a struggling Stokes team. Fraser Forster. Or Foster, whatever his name is. Who's the other boy?
What is his name?
Foster.
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 Yeah.
Fraser Forster or someone else.
Foster.
Anyway, yeah. But yeah, Leicester, another point on the board. They're safe and away now, aren't they, really? Eighth, aren't they? Only 36 points, but still yeah, the other teams right, down there. You know, you look at them.
It's weird now, you look at that. 36 points.
36 points.
And it's 10 games left of the league.
10 games left, yeah.
That's not a lot of fucking points.
Yeah, but you look at them, they're not getting. And, you know, Claude Puel, not getting a massive amount of praise. You know, like you said, when you look at the table, 36 points, 1 point behind Burnley on 37. And obviously, you know, you can say, well.
Bit of a leap there from 8 points then.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, look.
From 6 to 7.
Look, Leicester won the league a couple of years ago,
yeah.
So they should be doing well. But, you know, all the praise Burnley getting, you know, surely Leicester and Claude Puel should be getting some of his praise as well. Because although, yes, they won the league a couple of years ago, struggled big time last season, struggled at the start of this season, he's got them on track, you know, where's the praise for him, like, you know? So, a bit unfair, I think, on Claude.
I
think he's treated harshly, Southampton.
You do like Claude.
I know a lot of people don't like his style of play. It's not, you know, hugely attractive style sometimes.
Gets wins.
Yeah, he gets results. You know what I mean? The name of the game is staying in the league, and that's is as simple as that. So that was the early kickoff on a Saturday. We'll move on then to Desmond at the Vitality Stadium.
Shocking.
Bournemouth 2, Newcastle 2-0 up, wasn't it, Newcastle?
2-0 up at half time. Dwight Gale.
Dwight Gale, as we always sing his praises on this podcast. But yet, 10 minutes to go, Adam Smith gets one back and Dan Gosling.
Ryan's brother,
Hollywood superstar. Equaliser in the last few minutes of the game. And Bournemouth at home, if you watch most of it, you would. I haven't seen the stats, it might have been said already. But you think that from 75 minutes on in a football game, when they're at home, they probably score most of their goals, I would think. And it's usually when they're losing as well, when they're behind a goal or two goals or whatever. And they just come on so strong in the last 15, 20 minutes. And they, you know, most games they score at home
it's in that time zone. Do it for the whole.
Exactly, it's like they have to go. Minutes. They have to go behind before they sort of go. I think right before even Eddie Howe sort of lets off the shackles. I'm going to say, son, shackles, Mary, Mary, son. You know what I mean? Before he lets them play. It's an old one, but a good one, son.
Mary, Mary,
shackles, son. But yeah, it's like they have to, you know, for him to say, right, come on, let's go for it now. Whereas, you know, if you started like that and let them go for a good, you know, 20 minutes of the, you know, at home, if they're going like that for the first 20 minutes and they manage to get a goal ahead, then change your style and sit tight a little bit more. But, if you know, if it comes with that first 20 minutes and it's still 0-0, then fair enough, you maybe hold back a little bit more until you've got, you know, a bit more in the second half to give then. So, but Bournemouth, they've had some good wins since we've been away, Al. They look like they've got themselves to a little bit of safety.
Yeah, that's where. Let's have a look where they are.
I think they're
11th.
Yeah, 11th. There we are.
Mind you, this can anybody from. To be honest, anybody from.
Burnley down, I'd say. It's only 10 points, that is.
Yeah.
Not funny. You know, I know it's hard to say.
Anybody from 7th.
Yeah.
Could actually be relegated.
Yeah, you look at it realistically, yeah, they can. Mathematically. You think there's so many teams down there.
it would be hard for Burnley to drop from 7th to 18th because there's so many clubs in between them who all have to win.
Realistically, we could say let's take the top 10. The bottom 10 clubs could be Watford.
Yeah, I would say that, absolutely. And like you say, especially there's not much consistency down there. Swansea had a good run, got themselves right back in contention of staying up here, which we'll talk about after, obviously. But there's not many who are having that great run. You know, they're getting a win or two wins, and then they lose in form again. And that's why it's so tight there. There's no one really sticking out at the moment on form. But Bournemouth, I mean, they've had, you know, if you think the recent results lately, if they didn't get them, they would have been right in the shit, without doubt now. And Newcastle, they're about 15th, 14th, 15th as well, down there. Obviously still a chance of going down, but I think they're more likely to score goals than a lot of teams down there, especially with people like Dwight Gayle, who they get on loan from Leicester. I know he's injured.
The old
Dragon Slayer. Yeah. I know he's injured until next month, but still, you know what I mean, that's another big goal-scoring threat. Yeah. Really good experience in...
coming in at the end of the season as well.
Exactly. Big something boost. To prove. Yeah. He's come out and said, you know, I want to make this move permanent. That means he'll come firing.
He wants
out.
To prove he can score goals against clubs that are not Portal.
No, exactly. Yeah. So who else was playing NL? Next game, let's go through it, son.
Brighton
and North Albion. Now, two teams there, Swansea had to try and compete against, and they took a beating, son. 4-1.
No Swansea player scored.
No Swansea, Lewis the dunk.
Oh, Brighton.
Slammed dunk to Funk with an own goal for Swansea, but Glenn Murray, with a penalty to open the scoring and another one in the second half. He is scoring for fun this season. He's having a great season, isn't he? He has, you know, it's a good amount of critics he has, really. He's had over the years, but he's really firing for Brighton and really giving them a great chance of avoiding the drop. Anthony Knockhart with one, and Jurgen Locadia, the record signing, I think, wasn't he? Locadia, the striker. However you pronounce it, son, however you pronounce it. But Swansea, disappointing after their huge... I mean, they beat Liverpool, beat Arsenal. Did they beat Burnley or draw with Burnley?
I can't remember.
Anyway, tremendous run to get themselves off the bottom and in contention of staying up. So you'd say, well, maybe they were...
18th now, 27 points.
So you say maybe they were due to...
Three teams on 27 points.
That's right, yeah.
Southampton and Palace as well.
Southampton, I think, is going to struggle. Palace, because he can get them defending. Was Zaha injured, I think?
I think he is.
And if he can come back before the end of the season. They'll win with Zaha. I mean, they've got a striker in quality in Benteke. All they need from him is a run of 4 or 5 games where he can score.
Yeah.
And that's the type of player, isn't it? He scores in, you know, in big bunches. 4 or 5 games he'll score, and then he won't for 4 or 5 then. But if he can come good now in 4 or 5, and they can get results out of them games he scores in, then you can see them steering clear. Southampton, you're worried, 4, you can't see how where all their goals are going to come from. Defensively, they're struggling. Van Dijk gone, of course.
I think it might be...
Southampton, so...
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, I think... West Brom were definitely
West Brom are gone, I think, without doubt. Yeah. They look
good. You talk to Pardew being sacked.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he goes at the start this week. Who are they going to get in? You wonder, I mean, Pardew for them.
Mark Hughes
or Sparky. Whoever comes in, I don't think there's a chance.
Paul Clement.
Frenchman.
Who's on Football Focus, says he's
ready, is he?
Itching to get back in.
Oh, is he itching, son, is he?
Itching.
He wants to try yoghurt, son. Clear that right up.
Yeah. Natural yoghurt.
Oh, you know, too, son. But yeah, I mean, Swansea. I mean, I thought they were, you know, before Carlos Cavajal, I thought they were absolutely gone, son, without doubt. Yeah. I thought they would have been what West Brom are now.
Well, we said
all season they were going down.
Carlos Cavajal.
I mean, even though they lost yesterday. There's huge positives coming out of the club about him. The players really buying into his system, liking him, his style of management as well. Obviously, I mean, even if they stay up, they'll struggle next season unless the board pull their finger out or there's a change in the boardroom. It doesn't matter who's in charge there. Yeah, if you're not being backed by the board, you're not having money put into the club, well, yeah, to the team, you're not going to go fucking nowhere.
No. But you can see the difference. They're attacking more since he's come in. I mean, Port Lamont, you know, he tried to organise his defence. He sit tight, nick a goal.
Renato Sanchez still there?
I don't know, there was talk of being sent back, innit? Well, on loan. I'm not sure if he's there or not. Oh, it's absolutely nothing. Renato.
But that tells you how quality a player he is. We said at the beginning of the season, didn't we? How quality the player he is, and we've proven right again.
Proven right again, son.
But no, he's not even in the team yesterday, so no, I don't know.
I think he might be injured, but there was talk about him sending him back and cutting the lawn short. Because, like you say, it's just there's nothing there, is there? But yeah, he's just got them. He's got them going forward quicker. He's got people like obviously they brought in Andre Ayew, but Jordan Ayew has really put a shift in every game for them now, last four or five games, and he's absolutely the difference in most games for them, especially with their positive results. And I can see him just staying up by the skin of their teeth, because again, something like Newcastle, now they look like they've got a real chance of scoring in most games, which is the difference between a lot of clubs down there. You look at clubs like we'll talk about soon, West Brom, and you think, right, I mean, they've got, you know, who's their real goal scorer next? Who's the Southampton? Who's going to get their goals at the moment? You've got Rondon, who, you know, is their main striker. You know, he should be chipping in with a lot more goals. I don't know how many he gets a season, 7 or 8. He doesn't seem to score many. And you just think, well, you know, if you look at West Brom's goals, most of them come from their centre-backs, from set-pieces. Yeah. So, you know, if teams defend well against them set-piece wise, they just haven't got a goal-scoring threat. Whereas Swansea, you can see him scoring most games now at the moment, the way they're playing. He has seemed to, you know, as we said about Bournemouth, he seemed to take the shackles off and say, right, there's only one way we're going to stay in this league, and that's by winning games and outscoring people. So we need to score goals, we need to get the ball forward. And it's working for them so far. Obviously, they took a beating yesterday, but they were due to lose one. Brighton are formidable at home, and they have been most of the season. But it was a great win for them. They needed that as well to get back on track. And we'll move on now. We'll move on to Burnley. Burnley won. Southampton won. Burnley battled hard at a point.
Yeah. Southampton just nicked it up the 90th minute.
90th minute, Manolo Gabbiadini. Ashley Barnes.
Yeah, the Austrian international.
The Austrian international for Burnley. You stay in seventh, as we said before. Southampton right in a shit at the bottom.
McCarthy is starting ahead of
Ash McCarthy.
It is Forster.
Forster. It is Forster. There we are. Yeah, so Southampton right in a shite, you'd say. It's just, you'd say they got obviously, who did they buy? Carrillo, was it? They bought him, didn't they?
Southampton didn't use any of the substitutes, did they? Ah, not Southampton, Burnley.
Did they not? No.
Not a single substitute.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, but as we said, Southampton again, look at their goal scoring threat. I mean, Nathan Redmond, he was being played up front last season, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's more wide now this season, and he's not scoring goals. They got Guido Carrillo, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Carrillo.
Doesn't seem to be happening for him yet. Gabbiadini to come off the bench. You come off the bench yesterday to score the goal. But you just don't see massive, you know what I mean, goal scoring threats anywhere in the team, really. Ward-Prowse could have set pieces.
He'd be off at the end of the season, Liverpool.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. So it's just very worrying for Southampton. But like you said, is it too late now to change the manager and say, you know, who can we bring in who's really going to get these guys going,
scoring goals? Being brought in,
there's no one
else changing that.
No, exactly. So, a worrying time for Southampton. I think, as you said, they're right down. I think they have a big chance of going down this season, which would be a shame. Because they've been solid since they come up, haven't they?
Yeah, well, been in Europe.
Yeah, been in Europe. Top half nearly every season. Really, really good. But again, selling their best players is going to catch up with you, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah.
What have we got? We have one more for half time, son. And the big one, Liverpool. 4-1 winners over West Ham.
Who came in a better form recently, West Ham?
Yeah, they've been doing well, old Moyes. Yeah. He's got them going, But
shocked us all.
Going up to Anfield. I mean, they well, they've got to score goals. It's all about how many goals you can score, basically, against Liverpool at the moment. Liverpool got four on the board. Emre Can with the opener. Salah, Firmino and Mane with the other goals. You know, that's typical goal scorers nearly every game for Liverpool. We've won, you know, they usually all get on the score sheet there. At Anfield, I mean, they score for fun, don't they? Mikel Antonio with the consolation for West Ham. Liverpool up to second, son. Up to second.
Yeah, I know. Mind you, Man United played today.
Man United, as we're speaking, are one each with Chelsea.
They currently joint second with...
with Man U, is it?
Yeah.
You Man U, yeah.
Both got 57 points.
57, there we are. But, I mean, for all the stick they have... Oh!
Oh!
Jesse paint a picture about how it's going to be. 2-1 to Manchester United.
Sexy Lingard.
Oh, sexy Lingard. Love it. Little cross there from, I think it was Lukaku, was it? Yeah. And a beautiful header there. 2-1. They lead. Here we go then. Who's he got? Who's marking him here? Who's number two? Rod Eager, is it? Oh, a little dink in.
Ooh.
Oh, Courtois didn't know what to do, son. Didn't know what to do. Comes inside Lukaku, corner of the box, flicks it in. Oh, easy, easy for Jesse Lingard there. And it's 2-1 to Man United. Courtois stuck when he stuck to the spot there.
Come on, nobody son. Went under his legs to really see.
That's it, son. But yes, so Liverpool down to third now in the table. But yeah, I mean, for all a stick, and rightly so, because their defence, you know, is not great. And you, like we've said before, we said you stick a Burnley defence in that Liverpool team, they'd be up there with Man City every step of the way this season, without a doubt. So I think you have to give credit, really, for the position they are in, really. You know, second or third. In the table, absolutely
lost
flying.
Lost their best player in January as well.
Lost their best player, exactly. You know,
don't look like they've missed a beat.
No, exactly. Because the goal-scoring threat is always there with the style of play. And you just think, what can they achieve next season? Can Van Dijk improve that defence?
My app hasn't updated itself. It's still...
Is it?
1-1.
Still 1-1 on the old app there.
I was thinking, I've been disallowed. I don't know, I'll carry on playing.
Disallowed. West Ham, like we said, been a good run of form, but as I said, it's very hard to get up to Anfield and do anything against such an attacking.
They'd be doing well at Bobby Moore Stadium.
Yes.
25 years ago yesterday, he passed away.
Was it really? There we go.
1993, God bless him.
Oh dear. There we go. Didn't know that. So we'll have half time on the Premier League review. Got no kazoo. Oh!
Oh,
Oh, is it kazoo?
No, Lee.
Ladies and gentlemen, brand new, that is it. Where did you find it? What a beautiful kazoo, Al. Oh, show me again. Oh, blow it. Blow that kazoo. Oh, it's music to my ears, that is, son. That is, oh.
Oh, let me tell you something, son.
Go on. Go on, tell me, son. Go on, tell me. No one likes dead air, son.
Oh, let me tell you, son. I'm accusing you of sabotaging this podcast.
Oh, right. Go on. Why? What's happened?
Because it's on the podcast. I asked you.
Go on.
I said, I'll lift the sofa up, have a look underneath.
Right.
For the kazoo.
Right.
I lifted it up.
Right.
You said to me, clearly said, oh no, there's no kazoo underneath there.
No.
A couple of days later, I had a bit of a clean, move the sofa. Kazoo underneath the sofa. You, sir, are a lying bastard.
I do.
Not one, son. Not one, but two.
Two kazoos out of five. Oh, my gosh. Oh, the different tone in them, son. That's not sabotage, Al. Now, I'll let you in. I'll tell you a story here, Al, and listeners, ladies and gentlemen, bitches and bitchettes. I'll tell you a story, Al. I don't tell many people, but I'm going to put it out there now, Al. Some people have, you know when people have got strange phobias and fears and things like that? Like peanut batter in the roof of their mouth, things like this, Al?
Well, are you talking to one who can't touch silver?
Silver.
If jewellery freaks me out.
I don't like jewellery. I'm with you there, son. I don't like it.
Freaks me out.
It don't freak me out, but that's why I don't wear nothing. Never wear nothing.
coppers or money
or
silverware.
Yeah.
Am I werewolf? I'm hairy enough.
Yes. The thing with me, Al, and I brought this to the missus shortly after we moved in together, and she wanted to do a big spring clean.
Yeah.
I very fearful, and it makes me heave the sight of accumulated shite under sofas. Right? Yeah. I'm fucking serious, son. It makes me fucking heave. I can't touch it. Right? It goes there. I think it was a couple of years ago. When we were moving out of the old house, into the new house, and she called her mother up and said, oh, can you give us that? And just having a clean before we move up. Didn't it? Big clean through the old house, innit? So her mother says to me, oh, move the settee for me and you can clean under there. I moved the settee and I saw all the shit. Oh my God, I nearly heaved, right? And I said to her, you need to tell your mother. You need to tell her and explain to her, I can't touch any of that. Right, Dal. So that's the reason I didn't have a good look under there, son. It honestly, it makes me fucking heave.
But it was clean underneath there.
Yeah?
It was a key clean.
It doesn't matter, Al. It only takes the slightest bit of little fluff. And that's me gone. Oh, thinking about it, son. I don't like it, right? I can't.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I can't do it. The same with under sofa cushions, son. I can't go look for things in there, right? Especially the crumbs and stuff. Reminds me of Weetabix, and then I can't eat Weetabix, right? I can't fucking do it now.
All right, he's freaking out.
Anyway, that's half time. People want
metal him off.
Oh.
Especially, I'm just talking about it now. Fucking cute.
My brother.
Oh, dirty bastards.
My brother. Well, I was like 8 or 9. No, I was 9, he was like 10, 11. Anyway, he was one who's, you know, one of these fucking wide boys, Ipswich wide boy, who used to like to wear a necklace, innit? £5.99 from Argos, innit? He'd lay on his back, and then dangle it in his mouth, and drop it in his mouth, and that it's getting me, son, thinking about it, and then pull it out like a
snake. Stop.
And he'd do it for about half hour, I just couldn't watch it. Come on, you do it. And we don't stop it.
Oh, fucking horrible, dirty bastards.
Anyway, half time, ladies and gentlemen. I forgot what we plug. I don't know what's going on. There's not a lot on the. Check out the V2 football website, as we mentioned before. plenty going on lately with the wrestling podcast, plenty of interviews, Broken But Glorious.
Oh, it's all kicking off, yeah.
It's all kicking off at Old Trafford. What's going on? Rudiger's not happy. Giroud in a video. Who's that? Matic. Troublemaker. Don't worry, Ashley Young will calm all down. Will Iron is there. What's going on? Are we having a drop ball, son? Are we having a drop ball?
I don't know.
What's going to happen?
Not a clue, son. Not a clue.
No, free kick. Free kick.
I was gagging from the story, son.
Oh, look at that prick covering his mouth. What are you covering his fucking mouth for?
Remember back in shooting match days? He was at the back of the players of town talking about.
They cover their mouth. Who was it? Last week, last Sunday, the old El Tractico, wasn't it? Ipswich Norwich.
One each,
Sam, but if she scored in the 89th minute, then I thought that was one. We haven't beaten them for 9 years. It's going to be 10 years now, obviously. but yeah, let's say people are covering their mouths. If she scored, they showed a replay of Mick McCarthy on Sky Sports. Someone mustn't have checked this replay because he's punching the air. Go, fuck it, come on, you fucking assholes. Like, and then in the week, he showed it on the Sky Sports News. He blurred all his mouth out and everything, innit?
I see that. Yeah, I see that. I thought, oh, he's like, fuck it,
he's giving that the big one.
Yeah.
But yeah, the controversy was he doing it at the Ipswich fans, basically, because he gets a lot of stick.
Oh, is it?
Basically, yeah. So that's they interviewed him in the weekend and said, you know, are you going to be here in the summer? You know what I mean?
I might not. It depends on my whippets.
I always work here on a World Cup, yeah. So, you know, I'll do a bit of commentary for RTV.
I'll go to the BBC, thank you very much.
BBC, that's what
I'll do commentary for BBC.
Yes,
get down, chef, get down. And we'll see you off the World Cup.
But yes, so...
Proper Irish man, me. Proper Irish. Wait.
But yeah, check out the website, all the other podcasts who, like us, have had a bit of time off, a bit of problems here, there, and the other organising, but should all be back to normal very soon. But as I said, in the meantime, plenty going on. If you're a wrestling fan, with a Broken But Glorious wrestling podcast, some great reviews.
Eliminator Chamber tonight.
Elimination Chamber. And plenty of interviews with British and Indian wrestling.
What's her name? Fucking forgot her name.
Go on, son.
What's her name? Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. They fucked that up, didn't they?
What did I do?
Oh, she did a fucking Roman. Was AJ Styles. Remember when he debuted at the Royal Rumble and Cameron was on fucking Roman Reigns and not on him?
Oh, yeah. Did it say it today? I didn't notice. I didn't watch it, but I didn't notice.
For fuck's sake.
I don't like this gimmick. It's shit. I think it's too many now. It's just, I don't know. I just don't like it. Coming out in Piper's jacket and stuff. You know what I mean?
She's a massive Piper fan.
I know that, but come on, she's got her own identity anyway. Without that, she doesn't need it, does she? Do you know what I mean?
She is rowdy.
Oh, you're rowdy.
Oh, tour! Is it? Oh, no. Offside. Offside.
But yeah, anyway, check out all them Broken But Glorious and all the other podcasts on V2Football.com. So we start the second half off of the Premier League review.
I don't think he was offside. I think he was just barely onside.
Let's have a look. Oh, he's not going to show it. Morata as well. I got him in my dream team. He was never offside, sir. Never offside. Come on, Conte, pull your finger out, sir. Cracking weave. He's got this.
Oh, I know.
Him and Jose don't get on to this.
Oh, they don't.
Oh, there'll be fisticuffs.
It was. It's like. Keegan and it's like Ferguson and Dalglish.
Oh yeah, Dalglish. Yeah, fucking great manager he was.
Oh yeah, fucking hell.
Never mind. Anyway, team we've mentioned a few times here, West Brom.
Oh, I'm pressed.
Oh, sorry, kick us off, Sam. There we go. West Brom, yeah, we're wankers, bastards, and assholes. Against Huddersfield Town at the Hawthorns, and they lost 2-1. Rajiv Van La Perra and Steve Mowane, I think, probably pronounce it something like that, with a...
Money, money.
To put... Money. 2-1 winners, as they said, over West Brom. They put them 2-0 up. Craig, as we said, centre-back seemed to score Craig for Dawson. West Brom. Craig Dawson with the goal, consolation. For West Brom, taxi for Pardew.
There's a lovely deal on properties.
He does indeed, son.
Him and his brother, Matt.
Yes. But as you said, we looks all intents and purposes, gone now.
Yeah.
As you say, he was in danger. They were saying if he loses this game, they're probably going to sack him. You think, well, they've got to look now.
He's lost the squad, especially after the Barcelona incident with the taxi. That's the players who don't want to fucking play for your club.
Well,
they'd rather have a piss up in Barcelona.
Yeah. So, well, that was the talk, and at the four players who went, there's talk of them going to be forced out of the club now. So, this week another 8 jumped in the taxi.
Well, they won't get, if they get relegated, they'll get less money for Johnny Evans.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And you've got to look at it. The board have to look at it as well now and think, well, if we sack Pardew now as well, even though they've lost him, I mean, he's lost the players, as you said, lost the dressing room, it looks like.
Not hard. Could somebody lose a dressing room? It's a big place.
They've got signs up and everything now, mind. Signs up this way, dressing room, home dressing room as well. It even tells you which one it is to go in. But you think...
Fault. If they lose their own dressing room, they can't manage a club.
No. like I said, if they sack him, replace him, whoever comes, they're not, well, it's hugely unlikely they're going down. Hugely likely they're going down, and whoever comes in can't save them. So they have to look long term and look at Pardew and think, right.
Not even Jesus could save him.
No. Is he going to come in? Can he do a job for us in Championship next year? Now, he's an experienced Championship manager, Pardew.
There's only one man.
He's got teams out of there.
There's only one man they can bring in, son.
Who's that, sir?
The club saviour. Brian Robson.
Brian Robson. Kieran Richardson is assistant, sir. If you ask me, they need to bring back Bob Matthews. We brought him up last time, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'd say
But they got to decide now. There's no point waiting the end of the season and saying, right, Pardew, you're gone. Thank you very much. You couldn't keep us up. Thank you, you're gone.
Yeah.
They need to look now and say, right, if we want Pardew, we stick by him and we give him a good crack at the championship. Otherwise, get rid of him. Get someone in, like we said, like, you know, Bob Matthews, you know, anyone, for example. It's just the name that comes to mind. And say, look, there we are. This is your club now for the next 18 months at least.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do in the championship for us. You've got time to get to know the players. Who's going to be? Who wants, you know, to play for you in this club? Who you want to get out in summer and plan to bring players in? So they've got to make a decision sooner or later and come out and say, look, we back him. He is here. If we go down or not, or get rid of him and change it as soon as.
Yeah.
Simple as that. No.
He should be running that club.
Oh, should be. Huddersfield, oh, great win for them. Yeah,
good win for Huddersfield.
As you know, similar to Brighton, a cracking start to the season. Dropped a little bit, but they're still ticking over.
Dave Wagner.
Huge win for them, especially away from home. Dave Wagner. Yeah.
He lets them play his bongos at halftime.
Does he?
If they do well. Wagner's bongos.
Wagner's bongos, son. So, yeah, cracking away win, that is. Oh, yeah, I guess a poor side, obviously, but still, you've got to win the games, you've got to score the goals. So we move on then.
To the kick-off.
The late kick-off, exactly. Watford, Elton's big boys against Everton. 1-0 winners, Al.
Yeah.
1-0 winners.
79th minute, Troy Deeney.
I don't think he stuck a finger up to anyone this week.
I like that celebration.
But how could he? Wasn't Charlie got banned or nothing? Didn't get fined or nothing for it?
No.
FA, did he? Got led off with it. Whereas who was it? There was someone else who'd done something similar and got fined for it or something. You know, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If someone cuts their head, they're made to go off and, you know, you change their shirt, get a clean shirt, get bandages up. You know, it's not supposed to be seen on television. You know, that's why, you know, no one obviously checked that Mick McCarthy replay. If they would, they wouldn't have shown it.
Yeah.
You know, that was a mistake. But majority of the time, if something like that happens, well, it's not shown again. But that, you know, at the end of the day, it's an obscene gesture. Whatever the intentions of it are, it was an obscene gesture in a public sporting arena, you know, the scene around the world in Premier League, you know. So surely something should be done about it, I think. Anyway, I don't want to pick on him too much, whatever, but send him back to jail. Fuck him. Anyway, Everton struggled now. Struggling lately, son. Big Sam.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to be safe. Home form should see him. But who's the striker they bought? Tosin? Whatever.
Yeah.
20-odd million. He said now he won't play him until I feel he's adjusted to Premier League.
So, not this season.
No, it doesn't look like, does it? Whereas...
He calls him, what was it? His old club,
Besiktas.
Say, no, we'll take him back if you want.
Deal. But yeah, as you said, it'll be like this for the rest of the season. Now Everton, I think, they'll get a good few wins at home. And, you know, they'll lose a few on the road. It's just to tick over until the end of the season and... see what they can do to build for the next season, basically. Oh, gosh. Leg up. Go in, son. He's going.
But I got a new dog.
You got a new dog?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Oh, it's with a child.
Oh, yeah.
Woofy Goldberg.
Very good.
Is that it, man? Oh, no, they're still there.
Still playing, 4 minutes out of time. We've got one more minute to go in the Man United Chelsea game. Still too
well, my other dog, Bark Ruffalo, dies.
Oh, Christ, yeah. We've got a dog. We want another dog. No, she wants another dog. Jesus Christ. Sausage dog, no? Sausage dog, she wants. Fucking pricey as fuck, man.
Well, I know, fucking hell, aren't they? Dogs even from... the shelters.
Yeah, you got to pay for them, son. They don't give them away.
Jesus
don't
Christ.
Give them away, son.
You got to go through all the tests, everything.
Oh, it's like fucking adopting the kids, son.
Yeah.
You've got to fucking, you know what I mean? They've come out home visits and everything. Like.
Home visits, got to adjust to.
Christ, yeah.
You got to take them so they can adjust to you as well, get used to them.
Fucking
like the first 2 months, and then if they're alright, you can have them.
Fuck it,
if you donate.
If you donate.
Yeah.
You don't pay for the dog, but we take donations.
Yeah, it's a pound.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. I said you can have a sausage dog as long as I get to name it. And I... Richmond, I'm going to call it.
Richmond! Exactly, see? Got to have a dog, you've got to have a funny name.
But you're right, son, you've got to, wouldn't you?
Wolfie Goldberg, Bart Ruffalo, Pat.
Pat the dog, yes, son, took me a while with that one. Oh, dear. Oh, I just remembered, that's what I did when I was off. What? First time ever, I went scuba diving, son.
Oh, yeah?
Scuba diving.
I bought a scuba diver set for my daughter.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I tell you, I went with, son, you won't believe this, famous. I went with Dean Martin.
This, my favourite singer, one of my favourite singers.
Dean Martin, son. Yeah. I worked with him.
I thought he died there, 25th of December, 1990.
No, no.
Christmas Day, that
no,
is.
No, no. I don't know what you think of, son. Anyway, I went scuba diving with him, son.
Yeah.
First time ever, he said to me, don't worry, I'll take you. I've been, you know, hundreds of times. I'll take care of your ass, he said. I said, nice one. So we went down, innit? And I was a bit freaked out. Tapped him, innit? Couldn't speak, innit? Pointing to an eel. So he dragged me out. He said, don't worry. I said, more rage. Anyway. That's just a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't really go. Of course, he died December 25th, I think. 1990, something like that.
1990, Christmas Day.
If I remember rightly, yeah.
I was doing a bit of gardening the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And the wife...
Yeah.
She had to stomp on the bedroom window. Fancy coming up here and sucking my tits? I said to her, I can't be bothered coming upstairs. Just take your bra off and I'll suck him down from you. Suck him down from you, I'll suck him down you. Oh, Courtois!
Courtois up the field.
Courtois is going upfield.
The chopper.
Shemite! Oh,
head of the way. Lingard has a shot. And that's it, full time. 2-1, Man United. Back up a second in the table.
You, I told you I went swimming, didn't I, last, well, this week, wasn't I?
Yeah, on the caravan, I said, on the caravan.
I had to pee in the deep end. Fucking almost fell in with the lifeguard blues myself. Fucking scared the life out of me.
Very good, very good. So that was all Saturday games. Of course, we've been talking about Manchester United.
Saturday.
Yes, 2-1 we just talked about. Obviously, you all know about that. The early kickoff today, though, was, of course, Crystal Palace against Tottenham Hotspur. And it ended 1-0 to Tottenham. Harry Kane in the 88th minute, son. Left it late.
King Harry.
Left it late. Dele Alli diving again all over the shop. Absolutely disgusting. But
he's taken up Klinsmann's mantle there.
Yes, son, he has. We're at Tottenham now, up the fourth, I believe, aren't they? Yeah, especially now Chelsea lost, of course. There we are. Have a chat. Cover your mouths, guys.
Cover your mouth.
Twats.
They beat boxing, they are.
I tell you what, he done well at the fucking Brits this week, didn't he?
He was at the mother-in-law the other day. Sure, I'm listening to Stormzy. He cleaned up at the Brits. They only won fucking 2 awards.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But yes, Tottenham, fourth place, just edging out Chelsea at the moment. And Arsenal. I know they're playing.
Arsenal!
Are they playing tomorrow night? Or I think they're playing Thursday. Manchester City, I think, Arsenal.
They got a game. Arsenal playing today. League of Final.
Yeah, I mean, next time in the league now.
Yeah, they got Arsenal on Thursday, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man City, Arsenal, Man Thursday. City, yeah. But yeah, that's Arsenal's game in hand over.
It was like Tottenham, it was like Chelsea. The other day, early on when I was playing FIFA. I'm Hertha Berlin, so I got Bayern Munich in the Champions League quarterfinals. Then I got them in the league, in the Bundesliga, and then I got the second leg. Three matches in a row, Bayern Munich.
Beat them all now. Beat them every time.
I've fucking done them.
Three in a row.
Fucking embarrassing.
Boom. Get in, son.
Clubs I do not lose to on FIFA. Liverpool are the number one team.
Yeah, yeah.
Barcelona, Bayern Munich.
Barcelona. But yeah, I mean, looking at Arsenal as well, they obviously...
I don't usually play against them because I don't play that lower league.
No.
Bottom of the league stuff, you know.
Shite, no.
Help me, I support Sunderland.
But at the moment, Arsenal, 10 points off the top four.
Yeah.
As it stands, obviously, they've got that game in hand, but that game in hand's against Man City, so that's not given.
That's a hell of a thing. 10 points off the top
10 four. 10 points off the top four.
So where are they? They're sixth.
Yeah, six. 10 points off top four. 8 points off the top five.
I mean, six, you know, unless they, there's a chance if they don't win the cup final today, for example.
Yeah.
Are they out of the FA Cup? I'm not sure.
Oh, I don't know.
Obviously, they're still in the Europa League. So
yeah, they're out of the FA Cup.
I think, yeah. They could still...
Yeah, they got AC Milan in the Europa League.
Yeah.
Now people say, oh, AC Milan do have AC Milan not a good team anymore, are they?
No. They're struggling. That's the thing. Struggling big time.
Where are they? AC Milan 7th. They probably Arsenal and AC Milan are the same team.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Probably on a par. On a level, yeah.
Teams,
yeah.
And they just can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, you look at, like I said, they're in the Europa League, so they could look at that route similar, you know, it's very hard to go and win that and say, right, yeah, we're putting all our eggs in that basket and we're going to win that.
To go to the Champions League, like Man United
last season. So there's a real danger if they lose today. I mean, do they get a place? Because Man City are going to be in Europe.
I don't think the runners-up get a place. They used to,
but I think it's changed.
Yeah, I actually think this only works now in the FA Cup.
Yeah, so there could be a real danger that they're not going to be in Europe next season.
Yeah.
For a club like Arsenal, that is ridiculous. You know what I mean? I know
that's who with the signings they got.
But then could it be a blessing when you look at it? It happened at Chelsea a few years ago, and they won the league. Last season,
yeah,
they weren't in Europe, and they had time then to, you know, have a great run, recuperate each and every week, and go on a great run and win the league. So, but then you think, well, if they don't qualify for Europe, surely that has to be the time Wenger goes then.
Yeah.
Surely they need to change then to bring in someone else. But who knows? I mean, you know, we talk about that each and every week, can't you? But yeah, so obviously the League Cup final coming up later. We won't be there for that, obviously. And that's the end of our review. And that's the end of the Premier League review. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried. We've still got... Go on, son.
Classic My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. The remix, son.
Jump!
Very good.
I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe. If your girl steps up, I'm smacking the hole.
Oh. Can't say that. Anyway, hey, go.
If it's alright for the House of Pain, it's alright for me.
Exactly. Never fear. Still to come before we finish. And we got the world famous beer match quiz! Alex, 3-0 up.
World famous beer match quiz!
3-0 up. So the best I can hope for now is to level it by the end of the series and settle it in a tiebreaker.
Ash needs to get 3 questions in a row.
Right.
And I need to get my last 3 questions wrong. To tie. But Ash has not got a question right for 18 in a row.
This could be 18 today.
17 questions in a row he has gotten wrong. Straight row, 17.
Yes, Al, that's right. I remember, son, yeah. You're right, Al, yeah.
And you need to get 3 in a row to get it, to get to draw.
Yeah. Right, so, there we go. That's it explained. So, basically, if I get this wrong today, Alex is the champion.
Yeah.
And, so, basically, quickly,
again,
the premise of
fourth
the
time?
Fourth time.
I'm going after Ric Flair's title, baby. Look at that guy.
So, basically, the premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with a football question on each. We pick a card, any card, and ask each other the question. Hope we get yours right and hope they get theirs wrong. So, Alex, pick a card, any card.
I'll pick that card. I'll have this one.
Now then, Al, who's going to ask first, son? I can't remember what we did the last quiz, last time.
So you ask me first?
I'll ask you first, is it?
But if I get it right, it'll be like a stalemate.
I know, so if you ask me...
Is it?
Who knows?
All right, I'll ask you.
Oh, Christ, okay. Go on, Ed, son.
Which club's fan song, On the Ball City, is regarded as being the oldest football song in the world?
Is that multiple choice now?
No.
On the Ball City.
Which fan club's song, On the Ball City, is regarded as being the oldest football song in the world?
Say it again.
Jesus, I've lost the question. I've dropped on the floor. Which fan song,
right,
On the Ball City,
right,
is regarded as the oldest song in football song in the world?
Right.
Give you a hint.
Someone called City.
There's a club called City, and it is British.
Oh, Jesus, right.
English.
First instincts, right? Now, this isn't my answer. First instincts would be... I'll say this because if it's actually right, I'll kick myself. First thing since I say would be Man City because it's the most prominent city about at the moment. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say because a lot of football.
You know what?
Sorry? In the world,
not in the UK. It's all right. Which club fan song On the Ball City is regarded as the oldest football song in the world? It is an English club.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm you're right say, not to go for Manchester City.
Right. Because my thinking is, my thinking is, most football in England or the UK, whatever you want to call it, originated around the Midlands area, and the only one I can think of at the moment in the Midlands is Birmingham City. There must be another one who was probably going to be, but just to get it over with, Al, because I can't think of anything else. I'm going to go for Birmingham City.
You went for Birmingham City.
Yeah.
The answer, I'll give you a hint. The club finished third in the 1993 Premier League.
Right. Right.
You went for Birmingham City. Right. You know it now?
Third in the Premier League, I know that was, yeah.
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 What?
I'm not allowed to say the name.
Norwich City.
Norwich City.
Norwich City, so...
Oh... That's it, it's done now.
Ask me my question.
Done and dusted. Right, let me find this card now then. Here we go. Nope. There it
I
is.
I thought I'd give you a question, I know, seeing that you're from that area.
Not from Norwich, son. See six fingers in this hand, son? No, you don't, do you? Right, Dal, here we go. Oh, we've got multiple choice here, son.
Ooh!
What? Ooh, I never knew this. What's the answer? Let's see. What... is, right, let me start again. What is the actual first name of football manager Alan Kirbishley?
Alan Kirbishley?
I don't believe he's a football manager, and he hasn't been for some time.
He's still not managed, I thought he was at Charlton Athletic, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
He shows up every day.
He's Sky Bet, he's still linked with every job going, isn't he? What is the actual first name of football manager Alan Kirbishley? Here we go then. Is it Mafanwi?
That's a woman's name.
Is it? What is it? That's what's on the car, sir. Is it Mafanwi, Daveth, Llewellyn, Yeyan?
Yeyan.
Yeah, like the rugby player, yeah, it's spelled Yeyan Evans.
Yeah.
Not like yeah. Him.
Yeyan.
Right, so Mafanwi, Daveth, Llewellyn, Yeyan.
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 Mafanwi?
Yeah.
Daveth.
Llewellyn. Ayan.
Yeah.
You're saying it differently every time, Al. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going for Llewellyn.
You're going for Llewellyn? The answer is Llewellyn Alan Kirbishley. Yeah. Yes, there we are.
You know he's Welsh?
No, we did it well. There we are. So a new one for all of us, I think.
So that's 4-0 to me.
4-0. So
competition wrapped up with two podcasts left to go.
I don't feel so bad for getting my question wrong now, because it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been, it? Zuba. Is it? Was it? Umba, whatever it is. Pointless, whatever it's called. You know what I mean? Whatever it's called. I don't know. There's a word for it. I've heard it in American films.
Obsolete.
No. Anyway. Well done, Al. Well done.
Number one. I'm bored of winning.
Four times. 18
questions in a row wrong.
That's right. That's right, I'm proud of that.
That's not to be proud of, son.
That's the streak, son.
Who's going to break the streak? That's like Dwayne Gilbert.
It's the streak, son. Ain't going to break that, son. Don't worry about that. You will never break that, son. Undertaker's streak might be broken. You won't break my streak, son. Don't worry about that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the Action Hour Premier League podcast for another week. I'm going to say we'll be back next week, Al. Who knows? I said that last time, didn't I?
That's the last, and I do believe the first podcast of February.
Of February, the only podcast of February. Is it FA Cup next weekend?
We might have no, it's in a week, isn't
it? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got top replays. Yeah. Oh, right, okay. So we should be back next week then, Al. Hey.
Yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed.
But obviously, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, have a good week.
And be lucky.
Oh, Isaac, son.